story from Alabama now, where a sheriff in one county in Alabama, stay with me now, buys a $740,000 beach house. Now, since his salary is about $93,000 a year, right away you're going to ask, where did the sheriff get that kind of money? Well, it turns out he got it from taxpayers, from funds marked to pay for inmates' food at the county lockup that sheriff runs. Well, sound like a textbook case of corruption? Maybe it is, but don't call the county prosecutor just yet, because in Alabama, that $750,000 is totally legal. The unexpectedly wealthy sheriff in this case is Todd Entrekin, and he runs the jail in Etowah County, Alabama. For the first time now, it seems like people are asking questions about the $750,000 that Entrekin pocketed and why it wasn't spent on food for inmates. Connor Sheets is a reporter for the Birmingham News and the Reckon Investigative Unit at AL.com, and he's been covering the story.
So it all started with a law from the 1930s that has not been changed. It's a state law. And some counties in Alabama have passed laws to supersede that law. But in 49 counties across the state, basically the setup is still that sheriffs are allowed to keep any money left over once they've fed all their inmates. So the reason this law exists is because back in the day, most county jails in Alabama and probably across the country were very small, at least relatively speaking, compared to now. So the sheriff would live in the same building or very close to the jail, and his wife would typically cook the food, and any, you know, small amount of money that was left over after, you know, they purchased the food and everything to go with it and fed the small number of inmates they had, that would go into the sheriff's pockets sort of as like, you know, a small bonus or tip, essentially, but it was, you know, much smaller amounts of money. So what's happening now is that in Etowah County, you have a facility with hundreds of inmates, and he's getting, you know, large thousands and thousands of dollars a year to feed these inmates, and he's been able to find ways to either cut costs or do whatever to be able to not spend as much money as one might expect to feed these inmates. And in following with that same law from the 1930s, he's still able to keep whatever money he's allocated from the federal and local governments and take that home for himself.
So whatever it was in the 1930s when sheriffs and their wives were feeding inmates and keeping a couple of dollars, now we're talking about $750,000 over 3 years. And Sheriff Todd Entrekin apparently bought a beach house with some of those proceeds. How much money did he spend on feeding inmates that there were $750,000 left over?
So that part, we're not entirely clear on that. I mean, we're trying to piece that together now. We're trying to look at some of the contracts and figure that out. But he's required to report on ethics commission's forms, that he files with the state ethics commission, sort of saying how much he receives from any income source. So he, you know, he reported that he has these funds that he calls food provision funds. And he said that he received more than $250,000. That's the threshold, the highest number you have to say. So it could be up to any number, you know, conceivably, per year for each of the last 3 years through these funds. So he doesn't have to report exactly how much money he received from the governments to feed them. He just has to report how much he actually kept for himself.
And Connor, has anyone determined whether the meals being served to inmates were adequate? I mean, there was another story that another sheriff cut a deal on a truckload of corn dogs and simply fed inmates corn dogs for several weeks because he got a good deal. What are inmates eating?
Well, Entrekin actually said a couple days ago that he does split 18 wheelers of food with another local sheriff. So, you know, there has not been the level of attention to the food in the Etowah County facilities that there were in that case you were talking about. And the issue is, I mean, basically, it's very hard to get into that jail and look at those things. But there have been some studies done by, you know, nonprofits, and that, you know, they have recorded many complaints from inmates about the food. You know, it really hasn't been determined by the federal government that it's inadequate or anything like that, or the state. But there's been many years of complaints about the food there.
So Sheriff Entrekin has an incentive to cut costs because he gets to keep the excess money, and that's legal. But Connor, if there's this much excess, you know, $750,000 over 3 years, who in the state still thinks that allocating this much money for food is a good idea?
So before this story ran, you know, there was never an instance that anyone was aware of someone keeping that much money. I guess it had really never been reported on in this fashion. So, I mean, you know, generally you would see maybe in some of the smaller counties, someone would take home $10,000 a year, something like that. And I think some people were outraged about it, but I mean, it was something that was not seen as such an egregious thing. But now that the numbers are bigger, I think there's some conversation about, you know, doing something to address this.
Is anybody in Alabama talking about trying to change this law?
Yeah, so we're talking to lawmakers right now. You know, there's definitely some talk about it, but we're not exactly sure if there's going to be movement on that and when and that type of thing.
Well, what has Sheriff Entrekin said for himself? And what do other sheriffs in other counties around the state have to say?
So Sheriff Entrekin maintains that he's following the law. You know, he has in the past advocated for the county commission to take over this whole issue, because at one point he was not making money off of it and was not happy with how it was being run. And so in an interview with a local news station the other day, he said, look, you know, I'm following the law. I can't do anything else other than that. So he kind of keeps reiterating that point. But some people in the state are saying, okay, it's within the law, but is it within, you know, is it moral for you to keep this much money that was allocated from taxpayers?
Connor Sheets, reporter for Birmingham News and the Reckon Investigative Unit at AL.com. Thanks.
Thank you.